We know that if markets are free, they will tend to gravitate toward equilibrium. In order to find out whether free markets do a good job of distributing society's resources, all we need to find out is whether the area representing total surplus in the diagram, total surplus at the equilibrium point, is the largest it could possibly be. In other words, our original question could be posed in the following way. Could the market generate more benefits to society at a point other than at the equilibrium? If the answer is no, then free markets generate the most benefits possible and provide a strong argument about the efficiency of free markets. Let's try to answer this question by showing how total surplus changes when the market is not at the equilibrium point. In this case, we'll focus on the quantity.